Crosstalk News. I'm Lauren Witzke. Edward Saul is on the ground in Vero Beach, Florida, at the clinic with the thermography victims, the ones who are getting thermography testing done after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Some interesting stuff that he will be reporting on later in the show. We have some video footage, exclusive video footage for you to view for our upcoming documentary, Died Suddenly, coming November 21st to the Stu Peters Network. Thank you for joining today.
Greetings. We are from the future. Everything is going to be all right. The future is a beautiful place. But you'll need some training in order to inhabit it. In the future, technology evolves faster than any human mind can think. When the singularity occurred, we became like gods, able to create entire worlds in the blink of an eye. Every thought had drastic, immediate impact. All of our dreams became a reality. But so did our nightmares. The future became a battle of ideas. We had to learn to direct our minds to prevent dark psychological forces from destroying all of us. Now, with every new world we create, we summon the sacred imperative for life. Let there be light.
Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light.
How can we be from the future, you might ask? Let us explain. Plants harvest light with near-perfect efficiency. But this is impossible under classical physics. Along the way to the photosynthesizing core, photons of light should collide with other particles, but they don't. A photon reaching the core is as likely to succeed as you sprinting blindfolded through a dense forest, reaching the center without striking a single tree. Plants are engaged in a kind of miracle. The plant puts the photon into a state of quantum superposition, multiplying it by every route that photon could possibly take. Imagine blindly sprinting through a forest, being multiplied into every one of the billions of possible paths. If any one of your possibilities were observed hitting a tree, the superposition would collapse, and that would be your final outcome. But the plant patiently refuses to observe any of these casualties. While at its heart, it continues to sing, "Let there be light."
So that video was, it's on YouTube. It's from a group called We Are From the Future. Karen Kingston joins us now to discuss. Karen, what am I looking at here? I noticed, you know, the biblical reference of let there be light, what the Lord spoke when he saw, like, created the world into existence. You know, it just kind of goes with the power of the word, but I also saw some artificial intelligence stuff going on there. Are these people trying to be God, or is this just to praise the magnificence of God's creation? What is this?
Oh, no, no, this is not. This is to mock and mimic God. So the opening of the video, you know, they claim that they're from the future and everything's going to be okay. Notice at the end, they do talk about the use of a photon in the superposition. That is the Bohr particle principle using quantum dot, by the way. Mm. So as they're saying everything's going to be okay, we are watching adults and children be exterminated and experimented on. So these promises that these individuals who are truly demonically inspired, they notice they also say pretty much within the first 30 seconds of the video that you will have the power of gods once you merge with technology. And that is what they're promising people, that to have the power of gods to create. And this video is in alignment with what I've said about this technology and research, which is that there is the biotechnology world, the biology world, where scientists figured out how to fully sequence the human genome. So they figured God's code for for not just the creation of humans, but then they sequence the genome for all life forms. So they were playing God. And then in technology, there's artificial intelligence where they were creating their own life forms. And then they merged that to basically mock God. And people, you know, question me about why I speak about God and Jesus. And number one, you know, make no mistake, my wisdom, you know, it comes from God. You know, so I want people to know that, because that's, you know, I'm known for my research and my analysis, but it's my alignment with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit that enables me to do this. Now, these people have an alignment with evil. They call it the Demiurge, they call it Satan, they call it Lucifer. I mean, for goodness sake, in the patents, one of the products that's used for transfection, to integrate DNA from non-humans into humans, is called luciferase. It's called luciferase. In the patents, the way that they're able to hijack God's most perfect creation is using a product that they have called after who they worship.
Exactly. Lucifer. It couldn't be more obvious. I mean, they literally named a portion of what the vaccine is made up of in this global depopulation demonic agenda, luciferase. They are mocking us, just like that video. It's a mockery. It's making a mockery of our God. We as Christians, you know, just his creation in general, you know, the enemy can't create anything. He can just pervert what God has created. Yeah. He's not a creator. Our God's the creator. And all this stuff is just a perversion, a death trap, it seems. You know, so, you know, we talked about luciferase. I remember there was the Pfizer whistleblower. Her name was Melissa McCatty, who came out and talked about the glowing vials, the luciferase in the vaccines. You know, I don't think this is any mistake that it was designed that way. You know, a lot of people, we don't talk about the spiritual aspect behind what happened during COVID. Look back years ago, you know, the coming of the Antichrist, the rising of the Antichrist, it seemed like such a foreign concept. But that changed. And we're looking at some revelation style type stuff going on now, and it's very real. And, you know, people need to acknowledge that this is a spiritual battle. This isn't just like what we're fighting in the natural. We're fighting mandates. No, there is a orchestrated design to take us out, to take as many people out before they come to the Lord.
That's an important point. So the design is chaos. Yes. So if you follow James Giordano, who has been a main part of orchestrating this, he's an expert in neuroweapons and neuroethics, believe it or not. He's been an advisor to Obama. He started the Brain Initiative. He gives many lectures on his website. I'll send you the link about who he serves. And he calls Satan, he calls the devil, the Demiurge. And the Demiurge, this demonic entity, its desire is to invoke chaos and then reorder in its vision and then recreate all life, including humans. This is their Bible. This is what they study, which is why it's so important to understand the laws of God and the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus. The only way, this is not just an intellectual war. It's also a spiritual war. And so Satan came to destroy and to murder. But before he can, he must deceive. So look what happened during COVID, Lauren. It was chaos.
Yeah.
Right? They shut us down. They locked us in. They kept changing the stories, right? They created this chaos and things kept changing. That is the nature of evil.
Yes.
The other thing is too, I want to be clear. So I have been very clear what my mission is, and that is what Jesus told us to do, which is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Yes.
And then to love your neighbor through that love of God that you have for him and he has for you. And the love of money is the root of all evil, causing man to turn from his faith. So people who are serving money and serving self, which was also a big part of COVID, right? There's all these big cash handouts, right? All this money was handed out. And then if you said anything negative that went against the narrative, you would get blocked, and that could affect your income and your revenue. So when you start serving money and using fear also to make money or raise money, you're not serving God. And if you're not serving God, then you're serving a different master. You know, so you're essentially going along with the devil's plan. And when I say I serve God, that means I worship God. So right. if you're serving money and self, then you're serving the devil. You're worshiping the devil. It doesn't mean you're sacrificing children. It right. just means you're not, you're going along and you are serving, an enemy of humanity, an enemy of God's children. And serve and worship are used interchangeably. But I think when you say worship, people think, oh, she's accusing this person of, child sacrifice and demonic worship and reading the satanic Bible. No, I'm not. I'm just saying you're serving yourself and you're serving money. And yeah. I have to be very careful with those words, but this is this, people really need to understand what is going on here, that this is about deception and chaos and fear. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, yes. but of power, love, and a sound mind, an intelligent mind.
Yes, and our God is a God of order. He is a God of order, and the direct opposite of that is the chaos. You know, you talk about how early on in the pandemic, I mean, it was nothing but chaos and deception mm-hmm. because nobody could tell the truth. You know, they tried to make up what seemed to be the truth. And if people were scared, they had us completely baffled about what they were going to throw on us next. It was a very strange time. Yeah. But, you know, that was just the precursor to what was next. So then, you know, I don't think they were organized in it either. I mean, I think they were organized to a degree, but they didn't know how the public was going to respond. They didn't know how we were going to respond when they started keeping our states locked down longer than the 2 weeks to slow the spread. You know, they kept pushing a line, well,
the father of lies.
Yes. It was just a bunch of lies and deceit. You know, The Atlantic recently came out with an article asking, you know, it's time to declare a COVID pandemic amnesty. You know, you have to just like forget what we did because we didn't know any better, which I kind of understand where, you know, they didn't know any better because it was deception. However, their actions were horrible. Like, you know how the COVID cult acted, if you didn't have your mask on and they locked our elderly in nursing homes to die, it literally stripped us of our humanity. We can't forget that. They did a great job of stripping people of their humanity.
They destroyed millions of small businesses.
Yes.
They made churches, when they did reopen, to wear masks and stand 6 feet apart. They made churches participate in satanic rituals.
Yes.
That's part of a satanic ritual, to wear a mask and stand 6 feet apart.
Really? Yes.
This is not just to be forgiven.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and Christ is our healer. That is what he is. And they, like the opposite of that, like this vaccine is going to be your savior because, you know, God can't heal you of any ailment or, you know what I'm saying? Like it became the replacement for Christ.
But let's talk about though, you know, the book of John, right? 8:44. Why do you not believe me? Because you're not of my father. You're of your father, the father of lies, you know, and when you speak in his native tongue, you are murderer he was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. So evil lies. And so when you call someone out for being a liar, they're not going to say you caught me lying. They're going to double, triple, quadruple down on their lies. So let's talk about some of these COVID-19 lies, right? And I just covered this on Stu's show today. It'll show later tonight. But one of the things we talked about was the vaccines are not vaccines at all. They contain technologies. They are devices. So that's one of the major lies right there.
Right.
They're not vaccines. They're technologies. I can show you, and watch Stu Peters tonight, I can show you in Pfizer's own documents on their website and what they filed with the FDA, what they are calling lipids, which you think of as a cholesterol. These are smart nanotechnologies per the FDA's database for the Center of Disease Devices and Radiological Health. So they're just the truth is there. And they're just telling you, oh, no, it's a lipid. It's not a lipid. It's a smart technology. They told us that the virus could infect you, right? Well, none of these, no RNA, whether it's mRNA, siRNA, or an RNA virus, it can't get into the cell unless it has a positive electric charge. It has to be encapsulated in a device to get into the cell. Could an mRNA expert who invented this have told us this? And I had to go back to research at the Salk Institute from 1992 to find this information. Here's the other thing. They're telling us they're fighting the virus SARS-CoV-2. That's the disease, the COVID-19 disease. If you look at Pfizer-BioNTech's investor relations presentation from January 2021, they say BioNTech, okay, they're manufacturing and they're partners with Pfizer. They are saying that they're using the vaccines to harness the immune response to fight human disease. So when they're saying COVID-19 disease, the disease is humanity. I mean, they tell us, so they're using words. This is why they call a man a woman and a woman man and right, wrong, and you know,
yeah, and you remember,
this is all demonically inspired.
Right. And remember the Georgia Guidestones where it said, be not a cancer on the earth? Like, they literally mm-hmm. consider us a cancer, the population, the global population, to be a cancer on the earth. You know, that's how they
and
see
so
us.
What's, I love that you said that, because under the Cures Act, there's over $4 billion under the Beau Biden Cancer Initiative, $4 billion to NIH research to fight cancer. You know what that money went to?
What did it go to? I don't want to know.
mRNA
Do I
technology.
Know? We need to know. Huh?
mRNA technology research.
Really?
To fight cancer. Cancer is humans. When they say, if you get the shot, it stops the virus, they're saying it stops humans. Cancer is a code word for humans.
Oh my gosh. And you know, that doesn't surprise me.
And it's
me
called
at all.
The Beau Biden Cancer Moonshot Research Act.
And you know what? It does.
The
mRNA does the exact opposite. So people that were once in recession from, you know, cancer, now they get, like, there was a guy who had, I guess, recently there was a hit piece about that Dr. Jane, they came after her because she said that this man's lymphoma came back because he had gotten his booster injection. And he even admitted later it was true. It's making cancer explode. So that money for that research went to killing the cancer of the earth, which would be us. It all makes sense.
And in the in the mRNA patents and in the NIH database, you can find when they're using mRNA technology to deliver what's called HeLa, which is the most aggressive form of cancer ever discovered. It was discovered in the 1950s in a woman that was 33 years of age that died from cancer. So they are putting the genetic sequences of HeLa to accelerate cancer and tumor growth. The other thing is, these are devices that host electromagnetic fields. People are also emitting radiation. So they're getting the codes to accelerate any cancer that they potentially have in their body. It's called HeLa. It's in all the patents, and you can even find it in the NIH database, the research there. And then they're also emitting radiation, which is also accelerating their cancer.
Jeez.
And go to my Karen Kingston Substack. Please go there because I lay everything out in a med legal manner. And it's stuff that would stand up in a court of law. Traditionally, I'd have a team of people that I work with. I'd have a team of like 10, you know, PhDs, right, editors and writers that I would work with. Then I would work with other people who are wanting to stop this attack on humanity. Experts like a Dr. Malone. Normally I would work with someone like that, and other doctors, and we would have roundtables, and we would share our information, and we would go through all the references I have, and we would debate these things. But that's not what's happening. What's right. happening is just, it's very disorderly, it's very chaotic, and you know, but I'm going to keep in a very disciplined, I think, you know, I'm very organized, I'm very disciplined and methodic in my approach when I write. I'm not always great on television. That's not my, that I'm just
I
not.
Think you're
I
great.
Mean, I'm thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
but you know,
I'm
also, we had talked about money being the root of all evil. There have been people that have grifted off of COVID that have like enriched themselves from the misfortune of others, you know, where, you know, but not in a way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so people, like, we have to tell the truth. We have to tell the truth. People listen to the truth. They are drawn to the truth. However, there are people who became enriched by misleading. You know what I'm saying? Do you remember
the
Tucker
conflict? Even to file a lawsuit doesn't cost, I mean, you don't need to raise millions of dollars to file a lawsuit. You just don't.
Right.
You're just being honest. You don't need to. And that's just, you know,
But there's lawyers who make a lot of money too. Like, they see, you know, potential, like, there are lawyers that see a lawsuit.
No, you know, it's okay to make money as a lawyer, but you don't need to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to file a lawsuit. You just need to sit down and do the work.
Right, exactly.
So like, I didn't need to raise money to write my Substack, which lawyers can use in a court of law. I just had to sit down and do the work.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of, so there's a thing. So people are like, well, Karen, you have my fight up. And that, so I want to explain what that is. So, and I'm not asking for money. I really am not. I mean, I put it at the end, but I have, my discipline is I have clients and I have investors and I have partners, right? So I'm looking to partner with people. Those funds need to go towards things that I've done in big pharma. You know, it needs to go through reaching across the aisle. And I'm not going to go into all those methodologies here because I don't want it to be hijacked, but it costs money. People who are very successful in their fields, their expert fields, They get paid to sit down with you and talk to you. They do. I mean, except if you're except in the Patriot movement. Okay. Right. So there's methodologies to do this. It also, you know, it costs money to run radio ads. It costs money to run social right. media ads, but there has to be an underlying understanding of education and knowledge before you launch campaigns if you want to reach across the aisle. So phase one is me reaching across the aisle and getting some experts who are not currently aware of what this technology is doing on board, and then moving forward with campaigns. So, but again, I'm really looking for partners. And I mean, I can say, like, I've gone to events, you know, and the host of the event has asked people to donate to me, and you can, I have no poker face. I don't like it. I don't like asking handles. I don't like anyone feeling, I don't like trying to be, I don't like being portrayed as a victim in any way, anyway. Right.
Yeah, I get that. I don't think anybody thinks, like, I've watched you since the beginning, when you first started coming on Stu's show, doing all the research, all that stuff. You didn't get a dime. You poured a lot of time and effort into this movement, revealing the truth, pouring through patents, writing articles, all this stuff. I'm super impressed with what you've done. And I know you didn't ask for a dime. You know what I'm saying? Like, you brought a lot of truth to light. It took a lot of time and effort. And, you know, Karen, you're one of us. We're with you. We're with you 110% for sure. And we have your back. And, you know, you're one of the few people who I didn't see grift off the movement. I think you finally made a Substack, which is great. You know, I know they probably don't.
Yeah, and the Substack, the Substack is, again, it's Karen Kingston Substack. There's a lot of content that's for free.
Yes.
The content that, at the end of the day, people don't respect what they don't value. They value what they pay for. But that's not why I'm charging. The other reason why I'm charging is there's a lot of information for free. I actually, you know, the information that you pay for gets really intense and heavy. It's for someone who wants to be disciplined and understanding the knowledge. And I do simplify. I mean, you don't have to have a PhD to understand what I wrote. You know, I do simplify, but it's, you know, you can get a lot of information for free, without signing up. But if you do value it and you want to sign up for the $10 a month, I greatly appreciate it. It's worth it. You know, these reports, some of the data, you know, I spent anywhere from $40 to over $1,000 to buy some of the data that's cited in there. So it's valuable information, but again, you can get a lot of it for free too. So
absolutely. Yeah. I'll put Karen Kingston's Substack in the description of this video, and you can hear more. Karen, I want to get into talking about Elon Musk a little bit. But first I have to pitch to our sponsor. Guys, if your Roth IRA is worth 3 to 4 times less than it was a few years ago, call our friends at Goldco. They can transfer your account, your Roth IRA, to be backed by precious metals like gold and silver. You know, gold is safe. Silver is safe right now. The value of the dollar is dropping. If you want to protect and grow your retirement savings, call 855-966-5722. That's 855-966-5722. And call Goldco. Let them know that Crosstalk News sent you. They're great people. They sponsor this show. They keep us on air. So, you know, put your money, stop giving your money to people that hate you. That's 855-966-5722. Call Goldco today, a proud sponsor of Crosstalk News. Now, Karen, all right. So Elon Musk bought Twitter. I'm excited to talk to you about this one. So it was all the rage, like, oh my gosh, free speech is coming to Twitter. Christians are going to be able to be Christians again and talk. You know, I got banned from Twitter for calling a pedophile demonic. That is who was running Twitter before. Yeah, it was some nasty drag pedophile talking about how little girls are kinky and they're going to get raped in bathrooms. I called him demonic. They banned me. So anyway, there's some darkness that is going on over at Twitter, but there was a little ray of hope when Elon Musk, I was optimistic at first, not so much anymore. It seems that the people he has hired and surrounded himself with seem to be people that share the opposite of our values. And then Elon Musk, on top of that, came out on Halloween wearing this outfit. Like, come on, man, a Baphomet symbol. The costume was called the Devil's Champion. Costs like $8,000. It's got Baphomet. It's got the upside down cross. I feel like now, speaking of being mocked, that this was an open mockery to Christians in general. I mean, how more obvious could it be?
Yeah, so Elon Musk is telling us who his master is, who he serves. Mm. I mean, that's why I get very frustrated when people say, Karen, stop talking about God and Jesus. What are you talking about? They're telling us who they serve. I mean, and so that I think people really need to be wary. And again, Satan is the father of lies. He also was the most beautiful angel. He's charming. He's charismatic. I mean, the demonic spirit of Satan is a charming, charismatic spirit, and one of financial, of money, you know. So, and I'm not saying we have to be poor. I'm not saying that at all. But what is Elon Musk? I mean, he represents wealth and charm, and he's handsome. And, you know, I'm not calling him the devil incarnate. I certainly am not. But he's clearly saying he is a champion of that. And he also continually lies. He originally came out saying he was against the mRNA vaccines, and then he said he was for them. And then I needed to publish on Substack. Tesla owns about 20% of the market share for mRNA vaccines and CureVac. And it was published in May of 2020 in Nature magazine. It was called like Navigating the IP Landscape of mRNA Vaccines. And so he's an owner in that technology as well. And he's a proponent of transhumanism and AI. He talks about that. He talks about, you know, having this inside here using Neuralace, Neuralink is the chip. Neuralace is a gel, like if you read my Substack, probably like a nano gel or hydrogel or agarose gel that, you know, that can go in, be injected, and then go to your brain and rewire your brain. He was interviewed on, you know, if you follow in technology. So I do follow technology as well. And, you know, he was being by one of these app conferences. I think it was after the big conference in Vegas. They asked him, well, you know, what would your title be if you became the ruler of Mars? And he said, is the title of God taken? Right. So he's saying, I want to, you know, have the power of God. And that's the difference between Christians. We know who we serve. We serve God. So I want to be very clear about this, right? We serve God. And then through our love of God and God's love of us, we serve you. These people in that video and what Elon Musk has said, they want the power of God. They're not here to serve you. They're here to have authority over you. And that demonic authority is something to be terrified of if you're not in alignment with God and Jesus.
It's true.
It's your worst nightmare.
And, you know, being on Twitter isn't going to make or break us as Christians either. You know, Elon Musk taking over Twitter, you know, and yes, he has been a strong proponent of AI and Starlink and stuff, the chips in the brains. You know, he openly talked about that, you know. Why don't we ever believe them? That's the thing. They always let us know what they're going to do before they do it. Just because a lot of people like him or are really optimistic about getting their Twitter accounts back doesn't make his intentions any better. I mean, I think the Devil's Champion costume was kind of just a, hey, this is who I serve. And I think he made that pretty obvious. And I think that's something we as Christians need to be wary of. You know, it's dark and deceitful times. And what you see, I mean, there's a Holy Spirit in you that tells you, you know, hey, something's not right here. You know, that's the Holy Spirit telling you. It's a warning. Yeah. You know, God gave us the Holy Spirit in order to discern, you know, what things are and are not.
John 17:17, sanctify them with the truth. Your word is the truth. We are to be separated from people when we serve God and we shine light in the darkness and share the truth. And that's what we're seeing. Right. So that it's not an easy journey. It's not an easy journey to serve God, to, you know, and to repent and to understand what it means to be a Christian, and also to have honor, which simply means don't be dishonest.
Right.
So that doesn't, I mean, that means walking a very straight line when it comes to the truth. And that is that we're seeing it now. You know this, Lauren, there are a lot of people who are very angry about the Kingston report on Substack in our movement. You know, I am not invited on many platforms.
Yeah,
anymore.
I was gonna say, I noticed that there has been some strong animosity about you, but it usually means when people are attacking you that you hit a nerve. I mean, that is consistently every time been the case when people start acting that way, trying to get other people, recruiting other people to distance themselves from you. You know, that is because you hit something, you touched on something that, and they don't want you to go there. So that's why they're going to other people and telling them, hey, don't talk to Karen Kingston, stay away from her. She's crazy. Yeah. She's out of control. But the fact of the matter is, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's some crazy out of control person that I was like, you know, I wouldn't go to other people and tell them to stay away from her if I thought she was crazy. It'd be because she's saying something that is lethal. She's exposing something that is very important that I don't want other people to know because it exposes me. That is what I think is going on there. So I want to encourage you to keep up the good fight. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're with you. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, we're Team Kingston.
Any woman that's gone through a divorce from an abusive man, the man doesn't want anyone to know what he did wrong. So what does he do? He calls his future ex-wife crazy.
Yes.
This isn't my first rodeo.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not my first rodeo.
Same concept.
Yeah, and so I even spoke, there was even, you guys have no idea. I mean, people don't know what is going on behind the scenes and what's been going on behind the scenes since day one. So since day one, my credibility has continually been attacked. And it's, and you know, and here's the thing, Dr. Malone defines credibility the same way I did when I used to do communication workshops at J&J and Pfizer. And so I agree, per that definition, which is the how many PhDs and MDs you have, as well as do you have a celebrity-like status, like were you on Joe Rogan and stuff? I don't have any credibility when it comes to that. I mean, I have some, but I really don't, I don't have those initials. I don't have 50 million followers. I don't have a million subscribers on Substack. I don't have credibility. So when people attack my credibility, it's fine if they're attacking the credentials that I don't have, because I've never professed to have them. I don't have them. But what they are attacking is simply my character, and that's wrong. There's a difference between dismantling false claims and then trying to dismantle someone's character and integrity, and that's what they're doing. So they're not even attacking my credibility. They're attacking my character and my integrity and basically the state of my mind. They're saying I'm crazy, but they're not attacking what's written on Substack. They're not attacking what I'm saying on the Stu Peter show. Even one called me and I said, I'm very busy. What was the false claim I made? Oh, now you're being defensive. So now I'm acting like a crazy woman. I'm like, false claim is a term that's used in my industry. And it's used in med legal review meetings. We say that's a false claim. You know, prove to me that it's not. I'm going to show you why it is. It's not a sign of someone being defensive or mentally unstable. It's literally a term.
Right.
So these are the things that are happening. And I, you know, so people, you know, I'm just giving people a heads up. You're going to see attacks on, it's not my credibility. It's my character and my integrity that people are going to attack.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's how it always is. That's how you take somebody out. You go after the person instead of the message. I see the same thing with Stu Peters all the time. They'll attack him as a hothead or like a shop doc or whatever, but they never attack the message that he says or what you say. It's the same thing. You know, it's just because they're threatened. And, you know, we have King Jesus behind us. I'm not really worried because, I mean, greater is he who is in each one of us than anything that this world tries to throw at us. Again, I'm going to drop Karen Kingston's Substack in the description of this video. Please make sure you subscribe, rally behind her. She has been a strong contributor to the Stu Peters Network since day one. We love her. We support her. She has never asked us for a dime for the information that she has put out and poured hours and hours of research. So please feel free to at least subscribe to her Substack, support her in her fight ahead. Whatever she plans to do, we are with her 110%. Karen, we love you. Thank you so much. Any last words before we take off?
Yeah, my prayer is that people realize they were deceived and why they're fighting against the truth. So if they repent, my prayer is that we all reunite to get the truth out there and to save humanity. We can, you know, you just have to repent. You have to say, what was I deceived? why was I so interested in my ego, myself, my money? We all have to do this. What was I afraid of losing if the truth comes out? And if you do that, let's work together. Let's work together to save America and save humanity.
Amen. 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 Karen Kingston, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So today, I'm sure you all noticed that I was alone. Edward was on a very important mission. So as you all know, we were performing thermography screenings for the upcoming documentary, Died Suddenly, airing on the Stu Peters Network at 6 p.m., at 5 and 6 p.m. Eastern. So you'll be able to go to stupeters.com. The Stu crew will be able to watch the show or the movie early. So if you go to stupeters.com, sign up for the email list, you'll be able to have exclusive access to the 5 p.m. show, the showing of the movie and the premiere. So make sure you go on over to stupeters.com, sign up for the email list, and of course, it's going to air free to the public at 6 p.m. So this is going to be a worldwide documentary. Tell your friends. And this is on November 21st. That's Died Suddenly. Edward sent in some footage of what you're going to be seeing on November 21st. We have people there who were getting screened. They had received the vaccines. And I think what you're going to find out on November 21st is going to shock you. It's crazy what they have done to humanity. This is crimes against humanity that we even have to do this. If you're interested in getting a thermography screening for blood clots and the fibrous clots, if you have been vaccinated, we are performing these thermography screenings in Florida, in the state of Florida. So if you're in the state of Florida and available, please go to diedsuddenly.info, submit your form if you are interested in getting a thermography screening. If you are vaccinated, we can check you for blood clots. That is diedsuddenly.info for the movie airing on November 21st. Y'all, thank you so much for bearing with me today. Edward will be back next week, next Tuesday. We appreciate you joining in, and God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
America, what you need's a little honesty.